Bonnie Sue Hitchcock grew up in Alaska, but she says she could never have written her debut novel if she hadn't moved out of state. Her young adult book, published tomorrow, is called The Smell of Other People's Houses. Set in 1970s Alaska, the book tells the story of four teenagers who live very different lives in different parts of the state, but end up coming together in surprising ways. Hitchcock is a former Alaska Public Radio reporter who now lives in Colorado. She says the novel is semi-autobiographical, and all of the characters are based on people she knew or wanted to know.
Or I just really wanted them in a certain setting, like especially the part that takes place in Southeast Alaska on the ferry, these three brothers stow away on the ferry. And that, I just used to always think about that. Like, what if we stowed away on the ferry? Where would you sleep? And how would you eat? And I know that's a horrible thing to think. Don't ever do that, Lori. Stow away on the ferry. It's a felony, I think. Maybe not a felony. But so, you know, just, you know, living in Alaska for so long and having so many different experiences in so many different parts of the state, you know, all of it came together. Plus, they were short stories, so I think it was easier to do this in that format where they were a bunch of short stories, and then that changed to become this longer narrative.
Bonnie Sue, without giving away too much, the book includes at least one big moment of magical realism. Why did you decide to add that element in?
I think part of that story started out really just as a fishing story. And so that particular scene involves some orcas. And I remember I was living in Southeast Alaska and hearing people tell me about how whales were going into Chatham Bay and they were stealing black cod off the hooks. There was a bunch of hype about that. And I always thought that was really interesting, and it kind of stuck with me. And so then it just kind of snowballed and became a little bit more of magical realism.
Several of the main characters in your book are Native. As a non-Native writer, how did you make sure you were making the characters realistic?
Some of the stories really do take on my childhood and situations that I had. And one particular story is almost verbatim a conversation I had with an Athabascan girl in Birch Park who was living there, who she informed me that I was not Native. And it was really interesting because my mother always told me I was Native Alaskan, but she never really explained to me that I wasn't Alaska Native. And I think that that experience, you know, was always in my mind, how we identify ourselves and how other people identify us, and how stereotypes happen. And, you know, and then for many years I was produced independent Native news with Nellie Moore. And that was a really great experience and helped me understand the different tribes and all of the nuance surrounding writing, you know, about Native. And then I did have friends who are Inupiaq and friends who are Athabascan who their stories have made it into my book, and they've given me permission to do that as well. So I definitely had a lot of help in that regard.
There's so much attention on Alaska right now, not all of it good if you consider their proliferation of reality TV shows. Bonnie Sue, even though this work of yours is fiction, do you hope readers will walk away with a more honest portrayal of life in Alaska?
I do hope that, Lori. You know, I think it's really interesting. Like, one of the reasons writing for teens really speaks to me is because when I was, you know, growing up in Alaska myself, it's so easy to romanticize this place and to, you know, and even working with editors in New York and London on this book, there were so many situations that I thought were just so normal that they thought were so completely, you know, crazy or outlandish, or it was like talking to people in a different, you know, using a different language at times. And I don't think I could have written this book if I hadn't left Alaska, because I wouldn't have understood how different other places are. And that really also kind of made me want to make sure that it was as realistic and as true to my experience growing up. I'm sure it's not going to be everyone's experience growing up in Alaska. It's just the experience that I had. Everyone has their story.
Bonnie Sue Hitchcock's debut novel is called The Smell of Other People's Houses. She is launching the book in Sitka tomorrow and will have other events later in the week in Juneau, Palmer, and Anchorage.